The president's just wrapped up an announcement today of a broad new immigration policy, which he says will build a new merit-based immigration system that puts America first. In addition to increased border security and stricter standards for asylum seekers, the president proposed a radical overhaul of the way the U.S. grants visas.
You will get more points for being a younger worker. You will get more points for having a valuable skill, an offer of employment, an advanced education, or a plan to create jobs. Priority will also be given to higher wage workers, ensuring we never undercut American labor. Finally, to promote integration, assimilation, and national unity, future immigrants will be required to learn English and to pass a civics exam prior to admission.
Joining us on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now is Hadar Aviram, law professor at UC Hastings. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So from what you've heard, is this in keeping with the spirit of our immigration policies historically?
Not really. This changes the basis for immigration from being primarily family-based to being primarily merit-based, and moreover, the effort here is to essentially skew the merit-based applications from low-level employment to high-skills employment. That seems to be part of what's going on, and there's also the possibility of coming in with personal wealth, which is another factor in the point system.
Okay, anything legally iffy about what he's talking about?
It's not legally iffy in the sense that it is possible to have a points-based immigration system. There are countries that have it. The question is, does it make sense? And the answer is not really. And the reason for that is, first of all, it doesn't really reflect well our reality of employment in the United States, in which immigrants often take the low-skill level jobs that the native-born will not take. And moreover, it ignores the fact that one of the important factors in people getting jobs and integrating into a new country is having a network of family relations and friends. Many of the successful immigrating communities that we have in the United States came here via personal, social, family networks, and that's how people are able to find jobs and other opportunities and really make it in their new country. So I think it's not particularly accurate to depict the family system as problematic or as hindering productivity when it actually yields immigrant productivity.
He put a big emphasis on English speaking and learning civics. It's sort of interesting because do they even teach civics in high school anymore?
There is a test given to citizens that wish to naturalize, which features 10 civics questions. The questions are easily available, and you can learn them. And people typically learn them by heart before their naturalization exam. So I'm assuming it's going to be some version of that. I can tell you as an anecdote that before I naturalized in 2015, I put the questions on Facebook, and precious few of my friends could answer them correctly. Native-born Americans.
Yeah, no, see that all the time. Well, thank you for sharing with us. We appreciate it. That's Hadar Aviram, law professor at UC Hastings.